Moncrief on News Talk.
The UK Wife Carrying Championships were staged this week, but the title went overseas to a couple from Finland. Ian Giles is director of the race. Afternoon, Ian.
Good afternoon.
Tell us what the rules are for the wife carrying race.
No fighting, no gouging, no tripping. But apart from that, you do have to carry a wife. Could be your wife, could be someone else's wife, but they must be a live human, 18, and at least 50 kilograms.
Okay, and then and how long is the race then?
Well, the race is 380 metres, basically up and down a hill that's about 15 metres in gradient. And that's actually quite a long way in the circumstances.
I would imagine so. But it's an obstacle course, as I understand it, not just a straight run.
It is. They have to hurdle a load of hay bales. And then on the way back, there is the very famous water zone where people basically pick up orange buckets of water and chuck them as hard as they can at competitors in an attempt to put them off.
Okay. And in the water section of it, does everybody get hit with water or can you dodge it?
You'd have to move pretty quickly side to side, zigzagging down the course. Ironically, a crocodile almost drowned in the water section this year. That was quite ironic, really.
Yeah.
Generally, you just have to charge through it as if your life depends upon it.
Yeah, and I assume the crocodile was somebody dressed as a crocodile, or is that a further peril that you have in the race?
Yes, we have fancy dress. We also had a chef and a rat. We had a number of people who appeared to be getting married that day, but I would have thought a divorce was more likely.
Yes.
Needless to say, the flying fins didn't wear fancy dress. They just wore sort of body armour, as far as I could see, and just charged through the field, winning first prize.
Are the Finns particularly good at this sport?
Well, they started it. Back in the 90s, Scandinavians, possibly something to do with their Viking heritage, decided that wife carrying would be a good thing to do for a bit of sport. And they've got very good at it as a result. We've only been doing it since 2008. And I can tell you, we're going to get a lot more professional now. Standards are rising. We're all adopting the Estonian hold, which appears to be the fastest hold on the planet. And everyone's going to copy the Finns next year. Maybe a couple of Irish people could come across and show us how it's done.
I'm sure they could. Do describe to us the Estonian hold and what the options are in terms of carrying your wife.
Well, we started off with piggybacks and firemen's lifts because, you know, that's what most people think carrying people around looks like. But the Estonian hold has developed basically over the last few years, where the woman hangs upside down on a man's back with her legs crossed in front of his face. So she basically grips him with her thighs and also holds his belt if he's got one on and hangs on for dear life as if she's been shaken around like in a washing machine.
Okay, and why is that one the most efficient?
Mainly because the woman just holds on and the man is then free to use his legs and arms to sprint as hard as possible without actually having to lift or carry with his hands. So, you know, basically a woman holds on, could be a man. We have had a dog once, but obviously that didn't go so well. And the other move we've basically realized that not everybody is holding the Estonian hold properly, because particularly this year, someone came home the wrong way round. So instead of having their wife down their back, he had her down the front, which was incredibly slow and inefficient, but quite funny.
Okay. Well, worth a shot, though, I suppose. And you got to salute their willingness to experiment. Are there restrictions about a minimum weight for a wife?
Yeah, we do weigh everyone in on scales to start with. And your wife, whoever you bring, must be at least 50 kilograms. Anyone underweight will have to wear a rucksack filled with flour or sugar to bring them up to weight. But most people seem to get down to the weight quite well. It is a bit like the racing in that respect. You know, they work hard on their weight leading up to it. And 50 kilograms, everyone came in on weight this time. That was good.
Okay. And the people who took part in your race, would they have taken part in similar events kind of around Europe or the world even?
Well, I think the Finns had before. I mean, I think that showed that they had a certain style to them. But no, to be honest, most people just practiced the day or two before, which perhaps is a kind of a, you know, is a recipe for disaster, really.
Yeah.
But not, you know, what we would say is the winning UK couple, who actually came second, will be going to the World Championships in Finland in July to represent the UK. So they get their prize anyway, even if they didn't come first in the race this time.
Okay, well, good for them. Now, because it strikes me that the physical toll this takes is not just the carrying someone who's at least 50 kilograms in weight, but the wife, and I'm putting that in inverted commas, it will need to have fairly strong thighs to be able to hang on just with her legs.
Yeah, I mean, I think the grip, I mean, you know, that's probably something they've been working on. You know, if you want to practice anything, I think, on the way here, I would get your thigh strength up if you were going to be the wife on top. Clearly, you've got to have pretty strong thighs for being underneath because you've got to pump your way up and down, of course. But, yeah, there's a real grip involved. And I think wearing a belt strategically placed around the carrier's waist would probably be a good idea as well, something to hold on to.
Okay, yeah, and that's allowed within the rules. I mean, are there anything that one could be disqualified for?
Well, as I say, we have had to disqualify someone who once brought a dog. But, you know, he won sort of first prize for style. But we do like our riders to be a live human and at least 18 years old. And also, very importantly, must wear a crash helmet. The risks of this race are actually quite high. Several people do get dropped along the way, clearly going through a slippery water zone, or just by sheer exhaustion near the end where the carrier just pitches over and falls into the mud. You know, it was the going was good to soft this year, which was quite handy because we've had hard packed ground before and people have done themselves injuries, whereas this time they just sort of plunged into the mud, really.
Okay, what kinds of injuries have people sustained?
Well, you know, there's the usual kind of hand sort of wrist sprains. We've had one or two ankle injuries. Yeah, a little bit of mild concussion here and there. People do sign a waiver, obviously. What we find, actually, is a lot of people come here thinking they've been bought a surprise by their husband. You know, day out in the country, something interesting. And then halfway through the weighing-in process, they realise what they've signed up for. So the people who are most in danger of injury to be here, they're the husbands, not the wives.
Okay. Is that an important? Because I would imagine the consent of both parties might be important in this.
Yeah, we do get two signatures. That's really important. I think particularly on International Women's Day, which it was this year, I think, you know, there's got to be a pretty good agreement that we're happy to do this before this happens. To be honest, we've had women carry men before as well, and women carry women, absolutely gender neutral. But clearly the main thing is you've got to be bigger than the person you're carrying. Mm. It doesn't really work the other way around. So there's a size implication to all of this, really.
Yeah. And has it ever happened that a couple turn up and one half of the couple don't realise what they're turning up to? And then they withdraw.
No, we've never actually had a withdrawal on the day. I get the feeling that as they're getting into the car, one of them just casually asks, exactly what is this surprise? And then, you know, that's the end of the journey. We've had people not turn up, and I think I know why.
Yes.
But, you know, that's fair enough. All's fair in war and sport or something. Mm. But, you know, I do think if you can get your guys to come across next year, I mean, you know, you're a competitive race, you know, come over and win the UK championships because you'll be very welcome and it might stop the Finns from winning again.
And Ian, at the World Championships now, who are the superpowers in wife carrying?
Well, not surprisingly, Finland, Sweden, Norway, Estonia. Famous for their hold, obviously. Mm. They really are the guys. They have kind of regional championships, they have national championships, and then they have this sort of world championship. I guess in some ways it's a bit like the Americans calling the baseball championships the world baseball championships. There's not many people who play it. But we are hopeful. We sent some people over about 5 years ago, and they came fifth. So, okay. You know, it is possible to go over there and do well, but it is very, very competitive. There's heats all day and a final and, you know, it's a big, large-scale event, really.
Ian, well, we wish you the very best of luck with the World Championships for your competitors, also with the ongoing UK Championships. Ian Giles, thanks a million for talking to us today.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2:00. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.